Before the first seed is planted in crop fields, Missouri farmers need to make sure that their soil is in good health. In this morning's KMZU newsmaker, Druba DeCall, a field specialist in agronomy with the University of Missouri Extension, discusses why farmers should have their fields tested, when is a good time of year to send in samples, where the samples can be sent for testing, and how much dirt is needed.
Any crops grown in the field, whether they are field crops such as corn, soybean, wheat, or hay, or forage crops, they all need nutrients from the soil. We need to test our soil before planting our crop to determine whether the soil has sufficient nutrients to achieve the crop yield goal. Besides nutrients, other soil physical, chemical, and biological properties also need to be tested, such as soil pH, soil organic matter content, soil texture, soil bulk density. They all are related to the crop growth.
When is a good time of year to send in soil samples for testing?
The best time to collect soil samples is when the field is idle and enough time is available to plan fertilizer and land applications for the next crop. Sampling after harvest in the fall and winter usually works best for forages and spring cereal crops. For winter wheat and fall cereal crops, sampling while the field is idle in the summer works well.
Should only crop farmers have their soil tested, or should livestock farmers do the same with their pastures?
Livestock producers, cattle producers also need to test their soil from the hay field or pastures to know their soil properties and nutrient status.
If the soil is too acidic or too alkaline, what should a farmer do?
If your soil is acidic, the soil testing lab recommends to apply lime, and the amount needed to apply depends on the soil pH level and soil texture. Soil testing lab calculates the amount and send you along with your soil test report. This is not a very common measure for the alkaline soil, but if the soil is alkaline, you need to apply gypsum to lower down the soil pH.
Where can soil samples be sent for testing?
In Missouri, soil samples can be submitted to your local extension center or directly University Soil Testing Lab. Be sure to use a lab that has been accredited by Missouri Soil Testing Association.
How much soil should be sent in for testing?
So for like regular soil testing, regular means for testing soil pH, soil organic matter, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, the fresh soil about 2 pounds, so about 400 to 500 grams soil should be okay to ship to the soil testing lab for testing.
To learn more about soil testing, visit our website at kmzu.com. For KMZU News, I'm Dan Watson.